During the summer here in Anchorage, 10 storytellers took on the roles of infamous deceased Alaskans and stood near graves to tell their stories. It's called Stories at the Cemetery. One of the storytellers, Linda Benson, organized the spooky theatrical presentations at the Anchorage Memorial Park Cemetery after going to a similar event in South Carolina. I got to experience a few stories with two in particular that intrigued me. They were both about famous murders. Our first story is about Dick Francis. It's about rage, rivalry, and murder.
My name is Dick Francis, and I am actually buried in the Masonic section of the cemetery. But I am standing over here with Frank and Helen Jenkins at their graves, because we have something in common. You see, the three of us were murdered in the same area of near Talkeetna on the same day. The folks around these parts called it the Cache Creek Murders, and they were very famous back in their time. Even J. Edgar Hoover, the famous FBI man, got involved. Now, on the evening of the murders, Frank and Helena were at Bell's Roadhouse, which was a very popular spot for miners on their way back home for the winter. Now, also at the Roadhouse was a man by the name of Christ Hansen. Now, Hansen and Frank were not friends at all. In fact, that evening, a fight had broken out between the two of them. But once that had happened, the men in the Roadhouse, they got to their feet and they broke them up. But as soon as they were broken up, little Helena Jenkins grabbed a quart bottle and she came right at Hansen. Now, Frank had a nasty temper, but he had nothing on little Helena Jenkins. A petite woman, but she had a fury inside of her, and most people thought she was completely mad. Well, she is screaming, and she is swinging that quart bottle. Let me at him! Let me have a lick at him! Well, the men, they took Helena, and they had her subdued, finally, and everyone was able to go their own way. Well, later on that evening, a man by the name of John Clark comes to my cabin and finds me dead, my face covered in blood. A pistol is in my hand. Well, Frank and Helena have also gone missing, so a search party is formed. And they find Frank and his sometime employee, Elliot Bristol, by the side of the trail, their bodies partially hidden. Helena they find a little ways off. She is brutally beaten to death. Her body is stuffed in a rack built in the side of the hill. Now, I mentioned Frank's hot temper. He and I actually had our own feud going, so people have figured that I must have committed the murders and then done myself in. Well, which is utter nonsense, because it's discovered later on that I actually have two bullet holes in the back of my head. Now, how would I have inflicted those upon myself? It's impossible. Thank goodness I'm not to blame. The newspaper reports that there is an unknown murderer on the loose. People become frightened, so the FBI send men up to investigate. Well, they poke around for a little while, but they soon become far more interested in World War II. So off they go, and their last report has me listed as the probable murderer and having committed suicide, even though it is physically impossible for me to have done it. Well, other rumors floated about. Hansen, the one who got into a fight with Jenkins earlier that evening, well, it turns out he couldn't have done it because men from the Roadhouse had taken him to a barn that evening to sleep it off. They kept watch over him, so he has an alibi. But John Clark, the man who discovered my body, he is a different story. You see, he had been making inquiries about the Jenkins gold mine before the murders had taken place. You see, he was a suspicious character and no one ever trusted him. But no evidence could ever be found, so no charges were brought against him, and my name remains at the top of the suspect list. Well, recently, a new FBI director came to town and he heard about the Cache Creek murders. He became very interested. He called it a cold case. He wants a chance to solve it. Well, I wish him all the luck in the world, because I don't believe that my spirit will rest easy until these murders are solved and my name can finally be removed from that suspect list. I hope all of you can rest in peace better than I am able to.
The second tale is about Knick Nikolai, a man that killed two people in separate drunken rages.
One time I was drinking homebrew with an old pal, Stefan, Talkeetna Stefan. He was married to Negulidja. They had two children. So we were drinking. But soon after, arguments started. Well, But because Stefan, this, I don't know what he was thinking. He pulled the ridgepole down, and it hit my head, my face. I was furious. I was bleeding or something. So as I crawled out of the tent, I started beating him and his wife with a club. I injured his wife really bad. And I killed my friend. I sobered up real quick and realized what I've done. And as I was burying Stefan, his wife committed suicide by shooting herself. I could not abandon the children. I can't just leave them there. So I took them back to Talkeetna. Then I was arrested and sent to Valdez jail for first degree murder. But somehow a deal was made that I was convicted of manslaughter. I spent a short jail term in Valdez. I made a paper in 1924 though. And it has something to do with Harry Cavanaugh. Do you know Harry? No? Well, he's the third chief of police of Anchorage. And Anchorage was downright dangerous if you are the chief of police, because the first was John Sturges in 1921. Yeah, in 1921 he was murdered 3 months in the job. The second chief of police was practically just quit and said, this is way dangerous for me. So they appointed Harry as the third chief of police. He only lasted 8 months. I killed him. I was on a drunken rage for weeks. I was living temporarily in Anchorage. My girlfriend and his brother went to the U.S. Marshal and police saying that I was terrorizing them. I don't know, I might have been. So they went to my cabin. And as they came in, they heard a rifle shot. And Harry called out that I had a gun. And he ran towards the street. I was coming down the loft from a ladder. And I fired two shots at him. The U.S. Marshal Watson came to the cabin in front of the cabin and opened the front door and fired 2 shots at me, instantly killing me, shot in the heart. Harry was sent to the hospital and later on died there. But you see, the first shot that you heard was when I was coming down the ladder from the loft and I accidentally shot my leg. The rest of the rifle shot was not accidental. Well, later testimonies indicated that they said that I really planned to resist arrest. Well, the city of Anchorage went into mourning for the death of Harry Cavanaugh. When his body was being transferred from the morgue to the train station, people lined up the streets. Flags were half-mast. The mayor, the council members were there. As they see his body transported back to California, where he was later buried. I was buried quietly here. Nobody came. I knew that the drinking will get me into trouble. But my troubles are all gone now.
There are no tours scheduled for the rest of the year, but keep checking the Municipality of Anchorage website for future showings. For the Alaska Teen Media Institute, this is Tiana Johnson.